Bird Note in partnership with Seattle Audubon. A waterfall roars in a box canyon deep in the Cascade Mountains. It is just after sunset on a July evening, and we're so close the waterfall's mist cools our faces. We're holding a vigil for a bird, a very special bird. A slender, dark shape arcs into view just in front of the waterfall. The bird's long, narrow black wings curve gently backward like an archer's bow. With a brisk, effortless flutter, the bird disappears behind the waterfall. The subject of our fall side quest, the black swift, builds its nest in crevices behind waterfalls in the western mountains, from British Columbia to Mexico. Shaped like a swallow, yet even more aerodynamically tapered, the black swift has a foot and a half wingspan that makes it North America's largest swift. It's among our most enigmatic, elusive birds, foraging on insects over long distances and returning to its secluded nest sites only at dusk. Only in recent years have observers begun to check systematically for black swifts at waterfalls in the Cascades, a mountain range named for its abundance of falls. Come to our website, birdnote.org, to find out where you're most likely to see black swifts. I'm Frank Corrado.